From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. At this hour, tens of thousands of people are participating in a women's rally and march here in Washington on Donald Trump's first full day as the U.S. president. Bringing some perspective to the Women's March on Washington, feminist icon Gloria Steinem, who appeared to mock Mr. Trump's use of Twitter.
Thank you for understanding that sometimes we must put our bodies where our beliefs are. Sometimes pressing send is not enough. And this also unifies us with the many in this world who do not have computers or electricity or literacy, but do have the same hopes and the same dreams.
Gloria Steinem. People around the world are showing solidarity with the women in the U.S. Bill Mercer reports from Australia.
End racism! End homophobia!
They came to challenge what rally organizers called the hateful rhetoric of the new U.S. president. They've accused Donald Trump of normalizing sexism and racism. Protesters marched on the American consulate in Sydney, united in anger and fear at what Trump's leadership could mean for human rights, as well as international trade and security.
I'm outraged when I look at the appointments of the cabinet members. I mean, this is really stupidity taking over the world.
Earlier, a global series of anti-Trump rallies had begun in New Zealand. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
At this hour, President Donald Trump is attending a prayer service with his family and that of Vice President Mike Pence. Spokesman said Mr. Trump will also visit the Central Intelligence Agency later today. This is VOA News. Staying with Mr. Trump, in his visit to the Central Intelligence Agency, he has been critical of the CIA and other intelligence agencies for their claims about Russian election hacking. Trump's CIA visit comes after congressional Democrats conceded installing until Monday Senate confirmation of Trump's choice for CIA Director, Representative Mike Pompeo. Republican lawmakers denounced the delay and noted it leaves the spy agency leaderless over the weekend. A powerful bomb ripped through a market area in northwest Pakistan today, killing at least 20 people and wounding more than 40 others. A spokesman for the anti-state Pakistan Taliban has claimed responsibility for what he said was a suicide attack to avenge killings of its jailed members and allegedly fake police encounters. Newly elected Gambian President Adama Barrow posted on Twitter Saturday that he will return to his homeland and assume power now that defeated leader Yahya Jammeh has agreed to step down and leave the country. Jammeh, who is expected to leave for Guinea within hours, he agreed on Friday to peacefully hand over power to Barrow.
Since the beginning of this political impasse that our dear nation is going through, I promise before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the entire nation that all the issues we currently face will be resolved peacefully.
Jammeh's departure ends a political standoff that came to the brink of a military intervention by West African forces. The regional forces have been in Gambia for about a week because of Jammeh's refusal to concede defeat. The Turkish parliament has agreed to a constitutional reform package that would strengthen the powers of the presidency and could keep President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in office until 2029. A national referendum for final approval of the bill will be held in several months. The ruling Justice and Development Party officials say the president needs to increase powers to counteract the growing security threats. A bus carrying school children crashed in northern Italy overnight and burst into flames, killing 16 of the young passengers. The bus was carrying students, mostly boys from Hungary, between the ages of 14 and 18, when it struck a pylon and caught fire on a motorway near Verona. At least 54 passengers, including adults accompanying the students, and two drivers were aboard. 39 of them were injured and taken to a local hospital. The bus came from France and was in transit through Italy to return to Budapest. And Italian rescue teams have rescued 10 people from that buried hotel by an avalanche in Italy. I'm Michael Brown in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.